From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before a resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks, asking that it be delayed from March 7 to 9. Stefan de Mistura said this will allow the cessation of hostilities in effect since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Washington would support such a postponement.
We are, as always, supportive of his efforts, and it is the UN that is leading the effort to get the parties to continue to resume talks. So we're very supportive of his leadership and what he's doing. And if he believes that he needs another couple of days to make it work, we're supportive of that.
Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there has been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so, as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days. On the other hand, the 100,000 of people who are stranded along the Turkish border are not returning back yet to where they're coming from.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told German television Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. But the opposition says Damascus continues to breach the ceasefire. International prosecutors Tuesday accused a Malian jihadist of a war crime by unleashing an assault on the centuries-old World Heritage Site of Timbuktu. Ahmed El-Faki El-Mahdi is accused of leading and taking part in attacks in 2012 on several mausoleums and mosques dating back to the 15th and 16th centuries with pickaxes and crowbars. This is VOA News. New York businessman Donald Trump won several of the 11 states holding Republican presidential primary election races in so-called Super Tuesday. Trump held a news conference late Tuesday in Florida.
This has been an amazing evening. Already we've won 5 major states, and it looks like we could win 6 or 7 or 8 or 9.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also swept through most of the 11-state contest in the Democratic Party's primary election against her sole rival, Vermont Senator Bernard Sanders.
Thank you all so much. What a Super Tuesday!
The next big primary contests are March 15th, when voters in several major states, including Ohio and Florida, go to the polls. Islamic State militants attacked an Iraqi military headquarters overnight, killing 8 officers, including a local commander. That, according to army and police officials, the 4 militants dressed as soldiers attacked the compound near the town of Haditha, northwest of Baghdad in western Anbar province. The UN Tuesday said more than 131,000 migrants and refugees reached Europe via the Mediterranean so far this year, more than the total that made the same dangerous journey in the first 5 months of 2015. Meanwhile, the UN says the growing number of migrants and refugees denied access to the Balkans through Greece due to border restrictions is turning into a humanitarian disaster. Adrian Edwards is a spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Greece cannot manage the situation alone. It remains absolutely vital, therefore, that the relocation efforts that Europe agreed to last year are prioritized and implemented. It should concern everyone.
An estimated 24,000 from the Middle East and Asia, South Asia mostly, continue to languish at makeshift camps near the Macedonian border. Former Zimbabwean Vice President Joyce Mujuru launched a new political party Tuesday to challenge longtime President Robert Mugabe. Tuesday, she officially launched her Zimbabwe People First Party at a news conference in Harare.
This is a day of great significance in our country's political history. Today, we confirm our existence, or the existence of a viable, homegrown, inclusive political party.
Mujuru was Zimbabwe's first female vice president, but was ousted ahead of an expected succession battle in 2014. South African President Jacob Zuma's ruling African National Congress Party easily defeated a no-confidence vote in parliament, despite growing criticism from the opposition of corruption and a lackluster economy. The challenge was brought by the opposition Democratic Alliance. Stocks rallied Tuesday on improved U.S. economic data, with the manufacturing sector stabilizing in February and an improving spending number on new construction in January. The benchmark Dow Jones average surged more than 2% Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.